direct from the Los Angeles Underground. Open your ear holes for The Superiority Complex, a Guano production.
Guys, we are at Undercity Comics yet again, the new second home of The Superiority Complex. And we are just we're doing a man on the street segment. We're just talking to, I'm grabbing random people. They don't want to be bothered. They just want to read their comic books.
Actually, we're not that random.
And I'm shoving. Shut up. People are supposed to, I want in their mind's eye to think I'm just running around with a microphone. Don't ruin this for me. So I'm sitting here talking with
James.
James, welcome. James, you are a guy I see in here all the time. Yep. We've talked several times about different comics. I just want to get everybody's perspective about, talk to me about when did you get into comics? Were you a little kid or was it later on in life?
Little kid, 70s Super Friends cartoon.
Oh, remember that?
Yep, and the old 7-Eleven spinning racks.
Perfect.
That's where you got your comics. There were no comic shops back then.
I was telling you, there weren't.
Spinner racks,
and you were lucky if you got two in the sequence.
It was all random.
Whatever was in there. I was telling Sue,
Spine
I used to get...
to hell.
I used to get the old, they reprint like a lot of old Golden Age stuff in like these really crappy pulp. Yeah. Like cardboard, and you get them at like Pick and Save, which is like Big Lots now.
Yep.
And it was whatever was in there. That's what you would read, you know?
Yep.
And I don't think I started collecting.
Shrink wrap bulk packs.
Yeah, I think the first one I ever started collecting seriously, and I kept going through almost the entire run, was G.I. Joe. Wow. I came in like in the 20s, and like they. But the only reason I picked that is because I knew all the characters. Like, it was so daunting to walk into a store.
Exactly.
And Spider-Man's already at like 200 and something. It's like, well, this is only issue 20, so I can go buy the back issues. But
exactly.
So what issues did you buy? Like,
Teen Titans.
Okay.
Was one, because being Super Friends, watching that. And stuff.
Yeah.
Firestorm.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah.
So what are you into now? What do you mainly buy now?
Still DC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly
still,
DC.
Like, but I like the off stuff, like Animal Man, Swamp Thing, Justice League Dark.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What do you think of our man Vibe? Me and Toasty over here are
you
really
know
excited.
I was
going
to pick it up. Jeff Johns is co-writing it.
It's actually not bad, man.
I heard it's not too bad.
And we're
man.
Just excited that we're a Latino. That it, I mean, first of all.
And he's not Zorro.
And he's not Zorro?
I don't know. Did you see him in the shorts on the DC Saturday morning lately?
Is he? Yeah. We're not Reptile.
He's
we're
break
not
dancing.
Do you have any recommendations for people that are like getting into comics now that, or might be, because I don't know how old you are. I'm 41.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I'm kind of coming back after a long absence. So.
I would pick up anything Batman. Batman's always good.
Batman, they just finished a really great run with Death of the Family.
Death of the Family, the one before that, Court of the Owls
Sue,
was good.
That was really good. Sue recommended the Detective Faces of Death, Volume 1, which was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Writer Batman's coming out with his own origin story of Batman that he said that nobody's ever written something like this before.
This is Scott Snyder.
Is it Year Zero?
Yeah, Year Zero. It's
going to be another year long, I think.
That is Toasty. You've heard him on the show before. He was on our supplemental episode where we talked about Walking Dead. I went and listened to that. I forgot that took a weird turn where we started talking about how people would smell in the.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get. Yeah. Don't worry. So, are there any other recommendations you have, or do you have. Obviously, you want to give a plug to Other City?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Right?
Every Wednesday.
Friendliest store in town.
That's it,
right?
Man.
Can't beat the service.
Most comfortable, yeah.
Of course, we're all hanging out here. Sue's watching from her perch. Say hi, Sue.
Hello.
Sue from the popular episodes 8 and the forthcoming 9. Oh, no, this will be after, I think. So you just heard Susan in 8 and 9. She took up 2 episodes. That's how good she had her own mini story arc. Age of Susan, we call it. Well, thanks for talking to us, James. And, if anytime you want to drop by, if you ever see us recording, man.
Chime in.
Well, not Matt, because he'll stab you in the head. But,
He's a vicious little Ewok.
He's such an unruly little man.
He's a little angry.
That is
cut him
all
off when he's talking.
Don't worry, guys. I'm going to edit all of this out. Don't worry. I'm not even going to let him hear it.
It's okay. We complimented him a lot when he had his suit and tie on.
Yeah, he did look good.
I saw that. I came in real quick.
He looked good. By the way, nice Star Wars shirt. James, are you a Star Wars guy?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about the new the new trilogy?
You know what? I'm thinking positive about it. At least we'll have more Star Wars now.
Abrams. Abrams,
definitely.
You know,
definitely.
The guy that wrote Toy Story 3 is writing it. Come on, you didn't want to cry when they were going in the incinerator? That was a good one, man. That was a. Have you guys seen the post where they compared the storyline of The Walking Dead to the storyline of Toy Story?
No.
And it's like a small town sheriff in charge of a band of misfits, and his biggest competition is a crazy lawman. It totally fits.
Oh, wow.
It totally fits. They do the whole. They go even more in depth on a thing.
Like, this will totally ruin it for you, but
don't do it, Jacob.
If you could see the expression on my face right now through this podcast, it's just...
First of all, it's always sexy.
You know, brain is blown. Brain is blown.
I don't want to say it all that.
Oh, my God.
It's a podcast. You can say it.
It is a...
Blind
as a bat. This is not for kids. It is a... Jacob is showing a picture of Woody... pointing at Woody, and he's got his arms around Buzz Lightyear, and he's saying, "Those are Andy's mom's toys.
Oh,
they've got the same names as we do." Think about that for a little second. All right, my next guest on this panel is... Oh, here comes... You're next. Don't move. How you doing, gorgeous? All right.
I like this shirt. I'm digging
it. Our next interview... This is my main competitor for most money spent at Undercity Comics on a weekly basis. Give us your name.
My name is Sam, and my money goes to three places. One, it goes to...
Vagina.
I give my 10% generously at church. I give the rest to my money. I give the rest to my honey. And then after that, it all goes to Sue.
So it's 10, 10,
yeah.
80.
Yeah. So that would be the correct proportion, and the Lord Jesus Christ would not be very happy with me.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you read Punk Rock Jesus? And how do you feel about the premise?
I haven't read it.
Because
I don't know the premise.
Sue gave it to us yesterday, and I'm kind of intrigued. I really want to talk. I really want to hear. So talk to him about it later, and...
Okay.
And then next time come on.
I'll have to come back on.
But Sam, the topic today, comics. How did you get into them?
I grew up with four older sisters. I was the one getting the strawberry shortcake banana bike hand-me-down four times, and I was the laughing stock of the whole neighborhood.
But the nice thing is you can tear that bike up and not feel bad about it.
I hated that bike. I hated that bike because I had to learn how to ride a bike on that thing, and we were in the hills of Kansas, just falling,
that's
rolling,
a good place to be with
falling,
that too.
Rolling, falling.
Wow, really?
On a military base, no less, and so I was the laughing stock of the laughing stock.
You couldn't pink that camouflage?
That thing was pink with pink streamers and the biggest freaking... strawberry shortcake you could ever see.
Basket in the front.
And exactly. And if I would have changed, if I would have altered anything, I would have been jumped into my sister gang. You know?
Masking tape. Masking tape, man.
It was not happening. But as a consolation prize, one day, my aunt, we were on the base, and at the PX and the commissary, they had the little spinner rack full of random comics.
See, the spinner rack, man.
And this was right around the time of the first Gulf War. And lo and behold... should there be any comic so appropriate than Punisher strapped to a gigantic cannon fighting a war in the Gulf. And that was the one that was bought for me, and I loved it. I read it through and through, over and over again.
Yeah.
And I was so intrigued just by how Punisher, the one-man army, mm-hmm. where we have, you know, the whole nation converging onto one nation for their oil, and there's one man in the midst of all that just tearing it up, and I was so intrigued.
A Punisher.
Absolutely intrigued.
You know what's funny that you said about the Gulf War? That's about the time I stopped collecting G.I. Joe, but I remember the last big arc they had is they actually, Larry Hama, who wrote G.I. Joe, was always kind of, they always had the toys foisted on them, and I was always like, I guess part of the deal was he had to put whatever characters are coming out with the toys or the TV show, he had to work in the comic. And the comic was actually more serious. It was ninjas. There was all this great story.
Yeah, it was.
Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
He wrote that book for a long time, too.
Yeah, and I remember in the Gulf War, he started killing off all these characters.
Yeah,
he killed so many, and that was the first time because nobody would ever die. The bad guys would die, obviously, but the, like you never had like a main character get killed off.
So that's why you will have a generation of G.I. Joe lovers in that specific era that will have swore that they could have written a better arc than the people did in that time.
Sure.
Because with all of my G.I. Joe toys, my action figures, the vehicles, everything that I pawned off of all of my friends at garage, you know, the garage shops and yard sales and everything, dude, we made some crazy stories out of that.
I used to blow mine up with them.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the fun
back in the day. Those were the best action figures out there.
Because they had the bend. They
most
bent at the waist.
Yeah.
They bent the waist. They had the joints, the articulated joints and knees. You could move their feet. They blew up really well, too.
So for lawsuit reasons, you're going to have to cut this podcast. Because Rat House Productions actually has the rights to podcasting on Wednesdays.
Okay, here's what I have
specifically, April 17th.
We have
of 2013. Just to confirm that.
Let me see that. We have 16 minutes till showtime. There's no lawsuit until I set up next to you.
I'm just throwing myself out there. I am MTR, also known as
this
Matt.
This is Matt the Rat.
Always listen to Rat House Productions stuff, but as well as this gentleman, because
he doesn't know my website. He doesn't know my what's
no,
name
that's
my,
not true.
What's
I
name
started
my podcast?
I started a Podbean because of you, but then I realized like all the stuff I needed to go through to do it. I was just lazy as hell, so
well,
I decided to stick with the
YouTube.
You're Latino. How are you going to... If you're speaking lazy,
but
understand, you're
thing.
Twice my size and twice as big. You're double lazy.
But here's the
me.
Thing. I married a white girl, and that work ethic rubs off.
I was about to say, Mexicans aren't lazy, though. We're the ones that get up at 5 in the morning to mow lawns and pick oranges and all that.
My new job is till 2 a.m., dude.
That's just so you can stop working before the sun comes out.
Right? Yeah, I'm working.
Matt, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Do not walk off.
All right.
This podcast took a real weird turn.
Mostly when Matt walked in with no pants on. All right, now, so, Sam... What comics are you into now? What do you collect mostly?
Because right
I see
now,
you in here going through a box all the time.
Yeah. I'm fiercely loyal, almost to a fault, and so I will buy Marvel comics till my wallet is dry.
So you're a Marvel guy,
and then,
Marvel versus DC,
and then almost regret it immediately once I take most of them home. But I'm fiercely loyal, so. You know, what have I been reading thus far? Daredevil is almost the, we were talking about it earlier, consistently good. If I had to rate from 1 to 10, I'd consistently give it, you know, no less than a 8.5.
Okay.
If you have a little girl out there, or if you have a big girl out there, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel's fantastic.
Just recently,
yeah, I'm collecting that one.
A new one that's actually quite excellent.
It's really good.
One shot, two shots, but they have great stories.
Yeah. I thought the way they restarted with gave her the, you know, she took over the mantle and then they gave her her own time travel storyline, which I'm always a sucker for.
Exactly. If I had to talk about the Marvel Now stuff, I would say All New X-Men is always very enjoyable to me. I love the clash of the old versus the new.
Thumbs up.
So I would give that a thumbs up. And other than that, I mean, there's just a lot of great stuff coming out.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Sam.
And
we the race to see who can go broke first continues. All right, I got Toasty here. Toasty has been on the show before. Matt's hanging out now. So, Matt, I'm going to give you, since he already knows, I'm just asking everybody how they got into comics.
I got into comics out of an argument and a breakup, both at the same time. And they both were not related at all.
You know who's about to argue with you? Jacob, because he was going to go first.
If this wasn't a debate before, it is now.
That's it. I'll get into it after. Go ahead.
But keep. I want to hear this story. Yeah, so, Jacob, ahead. How did you get into comics? Jacob, you're a young cat.
I'm a young cat.
We're not going to reveal your age, but you are.
I'm old enough.
You did get dropped off here. No,
I just want to make a statement real quick. Why does everybody with my bag of comics decide to just stick their damn hand in there and just say, Vime I didn't even pull out, and this guy just decided like, oh, dude, that looks sick. Just goes in my bag and just takes my crap out. Thanks.
First of all, we decided V-Bay.
Yeah, it's V-Bay.
Right?
And this Mexican had to be excited over another
fellow
Mexican.
We should email Jeff Johns and be like, dude, just put the little accent above it. Yes. We'll be good. We'll like it.
V-Bay, man.
I know, right? It's
WTF.
Oh, that's debate. Right, huh? That's right. Okay, so how did you get started? What was your first experience with comics?
Well, my older brother, he's like my half-brother, and he'd bring his comics over, and he had Superman, he had Predator, and Ninja Turtles. And I grew up watching the Ninja Turtles movie, the Spawn movie, and I grew up reading Spider-Man comics because Spider-Man was just, he's the best.
Was it Spawn rated R? Why were you watching the movie at such a young age?
Latinos have no concept of the motion picture rating system. You'll walk in, what do we want? Django Unchained.
Django
Unchained. When I went to see Django Unchained, Mexican family with like a baby walking in like a Of course. Who else would it be?
I was 6 years old watching Blazing Saddles.
Oh my God.
I know. Right?
Is that the one they were selling for a limited time? They pulled that, right?
No,
okay. Okay. Sam just pulled out the movie set of all the Marvel movies, and it's in
it's
the shield
the
case.
It's all the
Avengers. All the Avengers movies. It's in a shield case. It lights up, and it's got the freaking.
It's got the files.
The who's it in it? The
Tesseract. Yeah.
And the Tesseract case.
It's a giant tab of acid. That's right.
they released but you're right, they did release like an all Marvel, but it was all the Fox ones, which is like the worst piece of crap you've ever seen in your life, which is X-Men, X2, the Fantastic Four, the other one that nobody cares about that had the Silver Surfer and was supposed to be cool but didn't. And it was all Daredevil, Elektra. I was like, geez, these are all pieces of crap.
Those are all pieces of crap. Hey, they can't all be Batman and Robin. Boom. All right, now.
X-Men First Class was good.
Yeah, but that was once Marvel's. That's when Marvel Studios had taken over by Disney.
Fox still has the right though to the X-Men.
I want them all to revert to Marvel, so we could just have a giant Avengers movie with Spider-Man.
Marvel needs to open up their
Fantastic
own movie
and the Hulk. That's what everybody wants to see, right?
So back to your subject that you were talking about.
Yeah, thanks for getting me off the subject by opening the case. And then, hey, that guy.
He always rides the bike around here.
Yeah.
He waves everybody.
Yeah, then you honk and you wave.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. I know his name, but I don't know his name. All right, Jacob, talk to me. So, okay, Superman. What else?
Superman. Christopher Reeve Superman. Yep.
Ninja Turtles
back with the live action, and then they ruined it with Vanilla Ice.
I forgot about that.
And
then that was like, Splinter was like this little, go ninja, go. God. What else did I watch? I watched Spider-Man.
Spidey?
Spider-Man's the
There are
the
no
best.
Less than 50 Spider-Man cartoons on Netflix. The only ones I knew were the one I grew up with, which was the 60s one.
Yep. The 67 one, which I watched.
Anyway, the web could go through the window.
Yeah.
And it'll keep going down the hall.
He's going down the middle of buildings. Like, what is that attached to? A cloud? How is he doing that?
Then I grew up playing the Spider-Man video games. You're on top of a roof, but for some reason you're still shooting your web up, but there's nothing up there because you're on top of it.
Helicopters, man. Helicopters.
There were no helicopters.
No flying helicopters.
Was there an
8-bit block up there somewhere?
There's a 64 and the PlayStation 1.
Right?
There's an 8-bit block up there somewhere.
Yeah, just like Super Mario Brothers.
That Spider-Man PlayStation 1 game was awesome because it's Carnage and Doc Ock were the main
villains. Remember that one, dude. That was a good
Doc
one.
Doc Ock, and then Carnage takes Doc Ock's body, and it's called Monster Ock. And that was
I remember that game. That was cool. That was a great game. Okay, so now what do you read mostly?
From Marvel now, I read Deadpool.
Awesome.
Hilarious. And
very good.
It just makes my week every week.
Did you read the letter from Patton Oswalt in the last one?
I didn't know.
It said, Patton Oswalt, because he's friends with Brian Posehn, wrote a letter and said, hey, why is, hey, did you see the new Iron Man 3 trailer? Gandhi is in it. And then they wrote back, who's Gandhi? I don't read X-Men.
Oh, God.
So awesome and disrespectful. All right. What else are you reading?
Superior Spider-Man, which turned out they took something which I disagreed with, but turned out to be great.
It's really good. I like it. Yeah.
And they kept the humor in it, which Spider-Man was known for humor, and they still kept it in there, which I found
awesome.
Do you
think Peter Parker will be making a return?
I think there's going to be a bigger twist than that.
Okay.
I think, right now, Avengers are catching on to him, and he tells Avengers no, so basically I think they're going to fight, and I think somebody's going to die. I'm just guessing.
Oh, like it. It's good. If you have not read Superior Spider-Man, pick it up. It's really, really good. Now, do you have any recommendations for somebody that's just getting into comics or somebody that would... Something a title is just starting out.
Right now is a perfect time if you want to jump into Batman: A New Story. It's a great time to jump in with Scott Snyder on Batman.
And that's, you say he's going to do a Year Zero,
he's
right?
He's doing Year Zero, which is an origin story, which he said is unlike anything that you've ever read about origin stories. Talon is awesome, which is still written by Scott Snyder. It's a spinoff of Night of the Owls, which was a spinoff of Court of the Owls. So.
Which was the initial run of Scott Snyder's tenure on Batman. Yeah, okay. So you kind of mix it up between Marvel and DC. You're
I'm a comic book whore.
Okay, there you go. You're democratic.
I go to Dark Horse and everything.
If he was a comic book whore, he'd be buying, like, Dynamite and Boom, which nobody buys Dynamite.
Hey, I buy the Shadow.
Dynamite. You buy Dynamite?
I'm buying the Sherlock Holmes series on
Sherlock. I buy Sherlock Holmes. I started
Mark Waid's writing the Green Hornet for Dynamite.
I'm waiting for Mass Trade to come out because Mask is Zorro, Green Hornet, the Shadow. The Spider and Mysterio, and they all kill everyone, so it's awesome. It's pulp fiction.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. Excellent. All right. We're finally... Matt, are you ready, man? This okay, everybody?
He's not ready.
I'm the man of the hour.
Who does not know, I co-host this gentleman's podcast called Undercity Chaos.
In the mind of the comic book.
I don't want to explain what that means. And Matt has three... Matt also has two other podcasts. Tell us about them, Matt.
I have Flick Dicks, Loving and Hating Movies, as well as Everything in Between, which is basically talking smack on movies or agreeing and loving movies. So we talk about what's upcoming in movies, what's happening, not only that, when movies are coming out, what looks good, what doesn't. Perfect example is The Great Gatsby is going to be coming out soon. I'm
awful.
Actually, no, dude, I'm completely excited about it. It's a great book, great story. Leonardo DiCaprio is a great actor. Like,
I don't want to hear him sing it.
This is true. But at the same time, you have to think about it. Romeo and Juliet, if you've seen it, it's not a bad movie.
They sing in that movie?
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet?
No. Great Gatsby.
Yeah, it's a musical.
Oh, man. I have not been watching the right
commercials, and there's no singing.
They did not get that up in there. I'd be pissed if I were.
Exactly.
And now you understand why we have Flick Dicks, because all you have to do is say something like that, and just everything initiates. Not only that, but we have The Regrets, The Regretful Guide on Music and Bands. It's just talking about music, news and music, bands that you should listen to, trying to get you to actually go out to littler venues to support littler bands, because, you know, there was actually once a time where I saw My Chemical Romance before they were even big, and they were still, like, they had an amazing crowd, but they had a different sound. They were more almost horror punk, almost following the Misfits kind of thing, but they, I don't know how, changed their sound, but still they ended up coming out with the Queen of Freddie Mercury, almost kind of classic rock kind of feels, but still with new age. Unfortunately, it went towards the Hot Topic crowd, which, boo, but at the same time, still, they were an amazing, solid band. No matter what, no one can argue that. They all knew what they were playing with their instruments. Enough said. Solid band. Can't break down a wall. That's fucking good to go, you know what I mean?
That's why you need to listen to this guy's podcast.
Okay. Check it out on YouTube, Rat House Production, RATT space HAUS Production.
He is also on my Podbean page. If you guys are following from Facebook, you can go to my Podbean page, which is superioritycomplex.podbean.com. And I'm actually linked to Matt's Rat House Productions under Friends of the Show. So check him out. He's got a lot of good. He's a good egg. I don't really like him, but he's a good egg. So, Matt, let's talk about how you got into comics, because you are the biggest. You are the, okay, I won't say the biggest, you are the most vocal person I know, proponent of comics. So how did you get into comics?
I got into comics, like I said.
Through a breakup,
not only that, but an argument. So first off, the breakup came first. Breakup came, was having a hard time, dude. I just needed something to freaking just look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Had absolutely nothing. From there, I actually ended up getting in an argument with a guy at my job. Because he had a picture of Batman, and I was like, oh, dude, that's a cool picture. And he was like, well, what do you know about Batman? And I'm like, well, you know, I know
that
he
sounds
fought.
Like a dude.
I know that.
He just complimented him. He's like, well, what do you know about Batman? Okay, well, qualify yourself, man.
And then, yeah, basically. Step up to the plate.
He's the guy that buys all his comics through subscription.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Have a nice day. Don't tell me what to do.
I mean, the story ends well, right? You're here. You're a lover of comics, but dang, what a douche.
Right?
No. So here's the funny thing is I'm like, all right, well, you know, I know about I know Mr. Freeze tried to take over Gotham, and, you know, Bane, you know, was created kind of like with like Poison Ivy. He's like, wait, you're talking about the movies? And I was like, yeah, totally got my credit just shot out of the window. So I'm like, fuck this guy, dude. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna fucking be the biggest Batman fan. And I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna rule this motherfucker, dude. Every time I walk by, he's just gonna bat down. Like, that's it, dude. It's fucking on.
Or call you a geek and walk away. Right? Either one. Either of those is entirely plausible.
From there I went into the unspeakable place in Uptown Whittier.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about that. The place that must not be named.
Yeah, so I go in there and I'm like, look, I need something good on Batman.
It's the name of a candy, a hard candy.
I think you're talking about a different
candy. Maybe I haven't been living in Whittier, though.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They're little hard candies, and they come in two flavors, and the box is separate.
Ah.
But it's not. But it's Willy not Wonka the name. It's not the name, but it's another name for those.
Okay.
Yes.
No, because I believe. All right, so going on from there, I was like, dude, I need a really good story. And they were like, here, check this out. And he turned me on to Gotham Central. Gotham Central Book 2.
Let's time out because we do. Sue really doesn't, but the rest of us kind of badmouth that place. But if it hadn't been for them, you would have never been here.
No. So from there, I read that one. I tried to get the next one. They didn't have it. And then from there, the new 52 was coming out. So I'm standing outside. I don't care about Justice League. I just want Batman. So I'm standing outside. I go in. This guy only has two copies sitting out of not only Batman, but Nightwing. So I grab both of them, and then another guy grabs both of them. And then the five other guys that are behind us are like, well, do you have any more copies? He's like, no, all of them were for the pool list. So, and I was like, dude, I still need to get more. So my friend was like, hey, dude, there's a comic place right down the street from me. We should go check it out. It's by That's More Pizza. I was like, there's no comic place next to That's More Pizza. I used to go to the Sylvan Learning Center right next to where a little bookworm or whatever it was. It didn't help me at all, but I ended up going there. And they're like, all right, well, why don't we go?
No, wait a minute. You're a very well-spoken man.
Yeah, but it's because of comics. It's because I started reading comics more, and I was like, oh, hey, am I reading?
Sorry, he talks like Thor.
My parents are like, shit, we should have let him read comics at a younger age. You would have had to, like, been fine throughout school and whatnot. I was like,
yeah. All his written words are written out automatically in italics. He can't write
in
straight.
A bubble. I draw the bubble. Why does he have a thought bubble?
Automatically writes in Comic Sans.
So I end up coming here and
he speaks in the third person.
Yeah. He talks like Batman all the time. Dark Knight tonight. Tired.
I end up coming here. I end up meeting Sue, and the rest of it is literally history. She was the one that has not only helped me collect comics, but broaden my horizon for comics, and not only that, but helped me actually get other stories that were essential. Whenever I came in, I told her, hey, you know what? I need more on the Joker. I need to know everything about the Joker. She's like, all right, well, first off, you want to start with the Killing Joke. That's just a
classic. Yeah, sure.
From Killing Joke, you need to get The Man Who Laughs. And then from there, I'll try and look up some other ones. So slowly but surely, I started collecting them. And then from there, I'm like, hey, you know what? I think I want to collect Mad Hatter. I want to collect I Hear Hush is Good. I want to collect Bane. And slowly but surely, she started not only ordering the ones that I like, but would order extra copies.
That's how she hooks you in!
Yeah. Basically.
Don't fall for it!
The matron of money!
But from there...
Rather, the matron of our money.
From there, it's just been... It's been a giant... it's been a giant chase, if you will, to...
And you're a mainly DC guy.
I do other ones because of this beautiful giant gentleman in front of me.
Yes.
I was turned on to Dark Horse Star Wars.
Pretty good, right?
It's amazing. I love the story. It's well written.
You can't beat the Alex Ross covers. They look amazing.
They're look gorgeous. Amazing.
And it's an original story.
Because of Scott Liddell, he turned me on to Superman. So right now I'm collecting Superman. Because mostly I was just Batman. It was Batman, Nightwing, Red Hood, Batman and Robin, Batman Detective, and that was it. The one thing that pulled me towards Marvel, which I am a Marvel hater, the only. I think I finally figured out why I hate Marvel, but what turned me onto it was Avengers versus X-Men. And the only reason I was reading it is because I wanted people to die.
Yeah.
I was like, wipe out half the universe! Kill them now!
Then you end up reading how much of a gigantic douche Scott Summers is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, just kill him.
Yeah.
Everybody else is safe.
But I read all...
Neymar. Is a big douche.
Oh, he always is, though.
Yeah,
he's always been kind of a
douchebag.
He's always...
Who's the... Emma Frost?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She was the freaking what's her name? Andrea from Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
Dude, Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah,
I was like, you need to die.
Yeah, right?
So
what do you recommend for people that are just starting out? For someone like, cuz you started pretty late, like what do you recommend? Like, where would you send somebody that came in and
they
said, "Teach me."
The first place I would send anybody right now is anything that's just starting off. So definitely Vibe. Check out Vibe. The reason why is because
Vibe.
He's such a nobody, and you know he's gonna become such a somebody. He's someone that's literally just starting off with the story. So if you're gonna start off, might as well start off with a beginner as well. You're barely getting into comics, and you know from there you can put it down and not have to worry about it. What you spent? They're on issue 3, so you spent $10 just to try and catch up. So I would suggest that Justice League of America. I would suggest starting off with that. Superman's really interesting right now. I was surprised when I read number 18 how good it was. But that's what I really like is it. Once you start to like a specific comic, you'll like a specific writer.
Yeah.
From the specific writer, you'll always want to follow him. Like because of it's only because of Scott Liddell and the interview I did with him. At WonderCon was the reason I started collecting Superman. He was on the Red Hood, and I was only talking about Red Hood, and he actually was like, hey, you should really check out this. This is the upcoming thing that's
about
to happen. But definitely from there, try to follow writers. Anything Grant Morrison touches is pretty good but pretty weird at the same time. Scott Snyder's amazing. But anything Marvel right now, just because I hear it's good and it's an interesting story to other people, not specifically myself, Savage Wolverine.
Yes.
Oh,
dinosaurs versus Wolverine. What else do you need?
Frank Cho is drawing the woman.
I guess I'm on the side of the fence where you need a little bit more.
No.
Yeah,
listen.
I need
Wolverine.
I need more.
Okay. Let me talk slowly so you lunkheads can get what I'm saying. Velociraptors versus a guy with adamantium claws. Nothing? All right. Well, just so you know.
Voltron.
Age of Ultron is good.
Ultron.
Really good.
Anything that's a story arc, I will collect in Marvel just because I know later on in life I could sell it and not feel bad at all.
There you go.
Now,
what
I have my number one Batman. I'm my number one Batman, and for Lord knows how much it's going to be worth in the future. And they'll be like, people could be like, it's worth $5 million. And I'll be like,
by the way, shoot.
I don't know.
We did not talk about this.
They buy multiple.
Our interview, but back issues, you guys carry a certain complement of back issues. How far back? Just whatever's left on the shelf?
Whatever's left on the shelf, a lot of it goes back no further than like 2 years. I do have a lot of older stuff too from the 80s and 90s
okay.
that dropped off here.
And how much is it? Is there a specific charge if you need to order a back issue? Do you
It really depends. If it's still in stock with my distributor, then I can order it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
I forgot we didn't touch on that. But Matt, you now talk so long that you have to sue yourself. So we are going to go ahead and call it a day, but I will be back doing more interviews, so stay tuned.
I know.
We are live, you guys, again from Undercity Comics for the second take. We just had a good 10 minutes of recording. We got Matt the Rat on record as being, you know, saying he loves Marvel more than DC. Never. But unfortunately, due to
if you keep mentioning stuff like that, I might just have to quit. That's right.
Yeah.
He's just wearing a Batman shirt.
We could rebuild.
We'll see.
I'm so sorry, but I'm here with a bunch of guys from Undercity Comics. You've heard me do a few shows from. I'm actually a co-host with Matt the Rat on Matt the Rat Show.
Yes.
The fabulous Undercity Chaos.
In the mind of the comic.
Do the little thing.
You haven't done that.
Dude, I have not. I've been trying to handle a lot of other stuff. A lot of things are happening in life. Podcasting, believe it or not, is extremely hard.
It is. It takes up some time. Man.
It does.
I cannot believe how much of my time is taken up tracking people down, making sure I can
phone calls, getting people to contact you. Yeah. I mean, I've already emailed Scott Snyder, the guy that writes Batman, a couple of times. I haven't received anything back. But nonetheless, sometimes it takes up to like a month or two just to get a response.
And you know, there's always kidnapping. But
all the way to New York and be like, all right, what am I going to do now?
You had your chance when he was in Anaheim. You should have gone down there.
I did. I didn't tell you what happened when I ran into him. I ran into him like three times. Like, he got annoyed at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, because the last time I was exiting WonderCon. And he was just standing there with Jim Lee just randomly talking.
You're like, hey, does this towel smell like chloroform?
I went up to him and I was like, hey, and then Jim Lee's like, oh, I gotta go pee, and I was like, well, I don't care about you anyways, Jim Lee, kiss my ass.
You just said artist.
No, I didn't tell him that. Imagine if I did, though. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
He'd be like, well, you're banned from reading the DC comic ever again.
What'd you do?
I'd probably hunt down Jim Lee.
Just read Boom forever?
No, oh, Dynamite. God.
Oh, what is it? Dynamite is what it's called.
Dynamite.
But,
oh, Boom is the one they do, the Dynamite, or the Bravest Warriors. It's like Kid Boom or something like that.
Like Boom. Really cartoony comics.
Yeah.
But I told Scott Snyder, I was like, hey, and he's like, hey, well, I gotta go take care of my kid. Like, you could tell he's totally creeped out and trying to run away. And I was like, hey, dude, like, not even trying to waste your time. Sorry about that, but I know you're on the East Coast. I know you love Disneyland. I go, there's an awesome place in downtown Disney. Trust me, you're gonna love it. It's called Trader Sam's. Go check out Trader Sam's, and you have to drink inside. Well, that's it, dude. Have a great night. I'll see you later. And like, at that point, he was like, oh, he's a nice guy. Like, you could tell he was like, oh, maybe I should have continued talking to him. And I was like, whatever.
You had your chance, Snyder.
Basically.
You had your chance.
You screwed me over, not me screwed you over.
Yeah. When you're a podcasting god, we're referring to you as the Podfather. And he's
Podfather.
You know, drawing his little funny books. We'll see.
His little funny books.
We'll
I'll give you an interview. You can't
Snoopy.
Refuse.
Yeah. He's drawing peanuts and whatnot. We'll see. She'll be on the other foot.
Yeah, you can go ahead and check out all the podcasts that we did at WonderCon.
Oh yeah, and those are up on your stuff. On. Tell us where your web page is again. I think you did it last time, but it's okay.
I did.
Do it again.
It is at go on to YouTube and look up Rat House Production. That's RATT space HAUS space PRODUCTIONS, and go ahead and click on channel, and everything will pop up from the Regrets, the Regretful Guide, and Music and Bands, Flick Dicks, Loving and Hating Movies, as well as everything in between, and Undercity Chaos in the Mind of the Comic Comer. If you have a Facebook, go to facebook.com/Rat House Production. That's RATTHAUSPRODUCTIONS.
I'm out of batteries. an easier way, if you want to fuck, go to my page at superioritycomplex.podbean.com, and under shows we like or friends of the show, you will see a link for Rat House Productions that belongs to Matt the Rat. So we are here with some other guys who make regular appearances on that show. A lot of guys hang out while we're doing the show, but a couple of co-hosts are here with me. We co-host along with Matt the Rat, who is our fearless leader. Bye, Matt.
I'm not leaving.
To see you leave.
I'm not leaving.
Love to watch you go, buddy.
They're going and coming.
Okay, so right next to me, fellow Dodger fan, okay, this guy, the man-child, okay?
Dude, I'm honestly surprised you got him down here while the Dodgers are playing.
Right?
I don't know how you did it.
They're up 1-0 right now, man.
I don't know how you did it, though.
We got Hayden in here. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, dude.
Do you mind if I keep my hand on your shoulder?
I don't care.
Okay.
I've been blessed many times.
Now, Hayden, you're in here a lot. You hang out here a lot. and that's cool. You're one of my favorite people because we always talk Dodgers.
Yeah.
You guys are starting your own. You're starting a sports podcast.
Yeah,
with
we're
your
trying.
We're trying.
Okay, let me know when you guys do it, and I will plug the hell out of it. Okay, I will get you guys all six of my listeners. I will get them over to you guys, and you'll blow up overnight.
Well, we need to first make it better quality speaking.
The quality.
Well, we'll talk about that. But what do you now? I don't know this about you. Do you actively read comics, or do you just come and hang out here? Honestly, I'm not trying to slam. I'm
on and off.
You're on and off.
On and off.
When you do read, what do you read?
Grim Fairy Tales.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Some stories are way better than others, but like if you ever want to read them, I recommend just getting like the Alice in Wonderland ones. That's
okay.
Those are pretty interesting.
How did you get into comics, my friend?
The first, I'll have to start with the first comic I ever read.
What was it? Let's talk about it.
Amazing Spider-Man at the Borders on Imperial Highway when it was still there.
That's right. I remember that. And what issue, do you remember what the issue was?
No. I think I still have it, but I don't know.
Spider-Man, and then so now you're on and off.
Yeah. Well, then I was going on and off. Then I got like in the Captain America, the Simpsons comics, and it was just like.
Sure. How did you get into being a Dodger fan? Let's talk about this real quick because it doesn't come up enough on my podcast.
I thought he did it by having no faith, just like every other Dodger fan.
Oh, having no faith.
Yeah, I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm sorry. Who do you root for?
The Yankees.
Oh, you root for the Angels? That's awesome.
Now.
Wait, now.
You sold your soul to the monkey god, huh?
Okay, we need
awesome.
We'll save this
for shame on me, but Jared got Angel tickets for the game, so I just went along. I asked everyone around me, what's the point of the rally monkey? They had no clue.
Of course they didn't. They just sold their soul to
it. The rally monkey is to get the rally going.
But why a monkey?
Because the story behind it was that it was just a random clip, like GIF that they had on some dude's computer that works the scoreboard. That was the story behind the rally monkey.
You white people are crazy.
I'm Mexican.
What are you talking about? The owner is Mexican.
I know, but he wants to own the Dodgers so bad.
No.
There's no
way. That's going to become the Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles.
Have
you seen those shirts?
Yeah, the Los Angeles
Dodgers of Los Angeles.
I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I laughed. So I saw it at Disneyland, dude. You should have seen me. Like, for a brown man, I turned red, dude. That's
funny. It's an awesome shirt. And the guys that wear it all have that cool, like, kind of smirk on their face when people read it. It's like, God, I wish I could. I can't find one. I can't find them anymore. They sold it for like the season when the Angels changed their name. So, Jared, what would you recommend? Like, is a good starting point for people who want to read or Grimm's Fairy Tales?
You're talking to me here, Hayden.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hayden. Jared, we haven't talked to you yet. Why are you jumping ahead?
You said his
name
first.
Listen, you started talking about your Angels. Okay, stop trying to shoehorn your way in here. All right. There's a batting order. You wouldn't know that.
No, but we switch off. Like Kemp and Gonzalez, we switch off.
Yes, okay. Switch off. Whoever's hitting, get him in there. So, what's your name? Hayden?
Yep.
The Man-Child. Where would you recommend if someone has never read a comic book?
Well, it depends how old you are, because I don't recommend Grim Fairy Tales to like a 7-year-old.
Okay. Let's say you're an adult.
Like, adult. I would totally recommend those.
Okay.
But like, if you're like typical superhero, it really depends how you are. Because I can totally see like how people can like other things.
I know where Jared's waiting to tell us about his favorite superhero.
Yeah, I can tell.
Can't wait.
I gave him that hat, by the way, for Christmas.
Yeah, this hat's courtesy of him. But anyways.
I love it. Well, thank you, sir, for stopping by. Are you okay? Go Dodgers. We're going to win it. We're going to turn this around.
Yeah, we just need to get Bill Osorio better.
You know what I love? I love it. Okay, but how do you feel about
pitching staff?
How do you feel about Billingsley being out for a year?
Wasn't he injured?
I wish they would have done it last year.
I know.
But
here's the silver lining. This is the most consistent he's going to be.
1-0.
This is the most consistent he'll ever be.
Yeah, he might get 10 wins every year, but it's always 10-10.
It's always 10-10. Oh, God. All right. Okay, we're going to move on to my man Jared over here.
Hey, what's up?
Jared, you're always here all the time hanging out. You guys are fun to talk to. You two, by the way, Sue in her episode talked about people that hang out and eat sandwiches known as McGangbangs.
Yeah. What? She talked
about
that.
We'll tell you the origins of that.
Dude, have you ever had a McGangbang?
Yeah.
Dude, they're so awesome.
First
we eat them all the time.
Let's talk about the McGangbang. Explain to the listeners what that is.
All right. Okay. We heard it on K-Rock one day. I was just randomly listening to it. It's a double cheeseburger with
it's
a McChicken.
It's not a double cheeseburger. It's a Big Mac.
Double cheeseburger.
It's a double cheeseburger. A double cheeseburger.
Wait, just replace the third bun with the patty?
No. Oh, gosh. Go on.
It's a double cheeseburger with a McChicken in the center. You can go buns in, buns out. It's your personal preference.
By the way, Buns In, Buns Out is going to be the name of my fantasy buns football in, team. That is going to be the name of my fantasy football team this
but
year.
But yeah, that's basically and what a gangbang is.
There's actually a funny story behind this. Okay, one day, me and my other friend, we went to McDonald's and we actually asked for it. And the chick's like behind them was like, what the hell are you talking about? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to screw with Jared. It's just give me a double cheeseburger and a McChicken. And I literally make it myself and literally send a picture like it's here.
Dude,
and
he
did not. Oh, did you? No, you didn't come.
I did.
Oh, yeah, he did come, but he didn't really think about it. He didn't really want to order one for some reason.
He didn't come in the way you think he
did. Dirty minded.
So whatever. Speaking of fast food,
and the next day at school, he literally tries calling K-Rock, and he's just like, I'm like, dude. It's not real. So it's like, dude, on the phone with K-Rock looking like a jackass. Looking,
dude,
it's like,
I risked my life to get down to McDonald's and see that shit.
Now, let me ask you guys, aren't you also the pair that tried to order a Jumbaco one?
Yes.
But we ordered that, but you know, like the screen that tells us what you order? Apparently they put it as milk.
Yeah, apparently Jumbaco sounds like milk.
You know what the funny thing is, too? My cousin asked for the same thing. They actually made it for him.
I wish you guys could see what's going on. Jared and Hayden are like so enthused about talking about this. I look over the other side of the table. Billy and Matt
are reading comics.
Are reading comic books.
Batman.
They could not care less about what we're talking about. So, Jared.
I didn't know I was supposed to care. Nobody told me.
You always care. I act like I like what you say on your show.
It's an open podcast.
I thank it for you, Matt.
We could always just, kill the
podcast. You
want to
talk about
that?
We'll see.
I think you need to take your finger off the trigger. Seriously.
So, Jared.
I think you need to take your hand off my trigger. Oh, giggity.
You really want to go there?
Wow.
Okay, I just went sexual.
Yeah. Now, Jared, I'm not going to ask who your favorite is.
Because we all know.
That's apparent.
Who is it? No, people at home can't see. Who is your favorite?
Let's do the sound effect, Caden. Go for it.
I'm an Iron Man!
Yeah, that's pretty much Iron Man.
What was that? Was that Mickey Mouse?
Iron Man!
That was one day at Target when I was like, I really want Iron Man.
Hey, this isn't Jonathan Broxton's not coming in, dude.
Nobody?
Dude, don't call him Jonathan Broxton.
I'm sorry. The best comic book song of all time.
Spider-Man.
I Am the Law by Anthrax. Still the best comic book song of
all
time.
It's about Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's freaking
How do
sick.
I know that song? I Am the Law. I Am the Law. How do I know that?
How the hell am I
never heard that song by Anthrax?
I know it, but I know it, but I shouldn't know it. I don't know. I'm much more into the easy listening. I like a nice Barry Manilow.
I don't like my ears getting raped when I listen to this.
I just heard a Irish thrash band do a Kneel Before Zod. That was really good, too.
Well, Matt turned me on to the band that does all the Arnold Schwarzenegger tunes.
Oh, Austrian Death Machine.
They're pretty awesome.
I need your clothes, your boots, your motocycle.
I like Get to the Chopper, personally.
Get to the Chopper.
Have you seen the music videos?
The music videos are awesome.
They're a trip and a half, man.
Dude, have you seen the New Skills commercial when they're married?
No.
I'm going to show you this right now. You're going to record Mario's reaction live on
what
here.
Is this?
Wait,
I have seen that commercial.
Wait, you mean the married couple?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's worse than that Quiznos commercial when they're promoting the turbo,
the
torpedoes, and the guy's holding it, and the oven says, "Stick it in me, Steve."
Oh, no.
That old Spice commercial with Bruce Campbell that they did, where it's like he's talking about like the Old Spice, but he's actually like hinting things about his penis. I was like, "What?"
Or is that just what you assumed from it?
No, that's what.
I honestly thought this was a joke when I was watching. I was on YouTube actually. And I was watching Djibouti Dubs, and they're
wait,
I want Djibouti Dubs.
Djibouti Dubs. You never heard of Djibouti?
They're making fun of like Willie Mays commercials and stuff like
dude,
that.
Dude, they're awesome.
But they don't do Willie Mays anymore ever since he died.
Yeah.
And they probably
soon.
Did all the before
I
he
felt
did.
No remorse.
Is that the one with don't play with blasting caps? You like that one?
No.
They did the potty plunger one.
The potty like the I'll show you later.
All right.
Anyway.
So I was looking at the actual commercials and I found this one commercial. It's a potty putter. So basically, you sit on the toilet taking a shit, and there's a green in a putt, and you practice putting.
That's awesome.
Why? Okay, remember what I said earlier about the end of civilization was making Fast and the Furious 6?
Seven.
I think we said that on the other podcast we did. I rescind that completely. That is the end. That signals the end of...
Didn't they do a Djibouti Dubs of that, the potty, the urinal
spell
putter
Djibouti
too?
Spell Djibouti Dubs.
No.
Huh? Spell Djibouti.
I don't know how to spell it. Well, and there's this other one.
Stop interrupting your friend Jared. He has to talk about his comics. Jared. Satan's looking at me so mad right now.
He's trying to...
I'm angering the man, child. Shh. Don't punch me. You can knock me out.
He should probably kill you.
All right. So, Jared, what did you? How did you first get into comics?
To be honest with you, I think it was at a Goodwill. Like, I was thinking about that while everybody else was talking. I think it was at a Goodwill. I saw this comic with this chick with really big boobs. And I'm like, dude, I want that. There I was like go. 6 years old.
He's like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Awesome.
Was it Power Girl?
I don't know. No, there was an Amazonian. She had, like, I found it at the when I was cleaning out my car. And my mom threw it away. I'm like, what are you doing? My first comic. But then I got into Simpsons a while back.
That's
and
straight
then,
out of a Beastie Boys song right there. So, what are you reading now? You read mostly Iron Man?
I'm reading the current the series of Iron Man. I'm reading a little bit of Deadpool Illustrated. Reading Age of Ultron. I was reading AVX.
And how is what do you recommend for a new guy that's just start guy or girl that's just starting out in comics? What would you recommend?
Stick to the big names, to be honest with you. If you, it depends, like you could go to Hulk, you could go to somewhere DC. I mean,
it's a good time because even though DC got like a year head start, they're still releasing stuff like the new Justice League America is like at number 3 right now. Vibe, we always recommend.
Yes.
They're at 3.
Did you read number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Or even writing in number 3 was amazing.
I was telling my wife that I am really hoping that it catches on because I don't want it to get canceled because they've done a really good job with it so far.
Or like you could do what I did when I first got back into comics. I went to the library. The library has a ton of trades for you to like check out.
And then
I sampled what I wanted.
Yeah. Get all caught up. All right. Thank you, sir. Renee.
Yeah.
Our co-host on Undercity Chaos, the encyclopedia of knowledge, the man who has, you've recommended so many good books to me, so many good trades. You are, without a doubt, just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
You like how I'm hyping
you? I know
you?
You're hyping me up. I'm like, dude, stop.
The ladies love you. You were a favorite on the Doctor Who episode. You were a favorite on the supplemental episode. I'm getting emails every day. When is Renee coming?
Yeah, right.
So, how did you first get into comics, my good man?
Probably 9 or 10 years ago. That I said my family's like been open to everything, so like they just give me like old comic books. So I was like an old issue of Iron Man and an old issue of like X-Men, which was Jim Lee wrote. So I was like, oh, okay, I read them. But then I was always interested by like the cartoon TV shows too. Because I wasn't interested in reading at the time when I was little.
Sure.
But I would always watch Spider-Man the Animated Series, Batman
that
the
series
Animated
was great.
Series.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was always watch like Power Rangers, just like hero-based shows.
Yeah.
You know
now that you just mentioned Power Rangers, I actually have a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book from the first movie with the ooze.
Oh, really?
Ivan
ooze?
Oh, yeah, dude. I looked it up. Dude, you want to know how much the value is?
Huh.
Same exact value it was when I freaking bought it.
Hey, it didn't go down.
Yeah, thank the Lord. I was surprised.
You
I'm
don't
like,
owe money for it, owning it, so that's good. That comic book sucked. Give us 75 cents. So what are you reading now? What are you... You read a lot.
Like, what am I not reading?
You are reading a lot.
Like, okay.
We overlap on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so I just got back into X-Men because when I first got back, I got back into comic books. I took a break because it's hard to find a comic book store around, especially around this, like 4 or 5 years ago. For me, it was hard to find a comic book store.
Mm-hmm.
And then this place came, and I was like, oh, cool, you know? So I walked in.
It's always cool when it comes.
I know. And then, like, I just picked up... a bunch of like Batman related because I always liked Batman, so I picked up like Red Robin, I picked up Nightwing, I picked up like Batman Incorporated or even Batman Gates of Gotham, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So it's basically like I pick out whichever ones looked cool, read those, and just read the ones that I was interested in. And you know, I was like, there's so much to read for X-Men, there is. So I was like, I stood away from X-Men.
Yeah.
And because it was like on its like 300th and something issue, I was like, well, I'll just leave it. I don't want to get into that. But, you know, since they're restarting everything with New 52 with DC and then like with Marvel now, I was like, okay, you know what? I'll see how X-Men. Because I always liked X-Men. So I was like, okay, so I'm reading all new X-Men.
Which is awesome. We just talked about that. Really, really good.
Really good story. Really good writing.
Jean Grey is back.
Yeah, which is cool. You know, she's been dead for a while. Yeah. You know,
they found a cool way to bring her back.
They did, so. And then that ties into Uncanny X-Men. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, slowly but surely, I know I'm probably going to expand my X-Men reading, which is I don't want to do. And then also reading Deadpool. Deadpool.
He doesn't read Deadpool.
Yeah. I know. Deadpool's you like know? A really
start reading
character.
Deadpool.
Why don't you guys read Deadpool?
Because I can only afford good stuff, so I buy Batman.
Oh. Boom. Oh,
dang.
Booms.
Bazinga.
You know what, you know what just happened, Jeff? He just punched your universe.
Like, right in the face.
I just Superboy
Superboy Prime.
I'm with you on Deadpool. Deadpool is awesome. If you're going to buy one Marvel comic, just buy Deadpool.
Yeah. Read Deadpool.
He's pretty likable, I think.
And Brian Posehn is doing it right now, and it's hilarious.
He's a funny comedian.
I'm into characters like Booster Gold. That's where my money's going.
Listen, we don't know who you are yet, Billy. I'm just kidding. You can talk.
You're still going.
But it's okay. You can always interject, man.
I can't, apparently.
Yes, you can. Are you still... Don't give your feelings.
He's like, I can't interrupt.
I will pull your beard out one hair
at a time. I actually just done that, and a patch of hair was gone.
I did that. I used to do that when I had a goatee, and my hair was gray. I'd, like, pluck it out, and then eventually I was like, wow, this is taking... It hurts. First of all, and it's taking way too
long. I enjoyed doing that.
You're nuts.
Oh, wow, really?
Never mind.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. We're going.
No, I lost my train of words.
We're going into a weird space here. We're going into a weird space. But if someone walks into the store and they say, "Hey, I'm just getting back into collecting," what do you recommend for them?
It's hard to tell. I mean, people usually come up to me and they go, because I just let them look around, and they go, and when they come up to me, it's like, "Do you recommend anything?" To them, I'm like, "Well, what do you like?" Just start from what do you like, you know. It's like, oh, I was always interested by like Hulk or Spider-Man. It's like, okay, well, you know.
By the way, nobody's ever said I was always interested in the Hulk. No one's ever
really?
Said
really. I'm interested in the Hulk.
I don't know.
And now you know how it feels when you hear something that you can give two craps about.
Hey, that doesn't mean. you don't like anything that isn't Batman though.
No, that's not
problem.
True. That's not true.
What else do you like?
I like Walking Dead.
Okay.
I like The Crow.
The Crow? 1990?
Dude, The Crow is still freaking amazing.
The 1980s
man.
Movie?
I'm starting to get into Superman. I've grown respect for Spider-Man.
Spidey!
I like every story arc that Marvel comes out with when 20 other things have to be brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I only keep an eye on the main one because I could give a crap about all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
watch your languages, kids. Yeah.
But no, I did not read that. But I'm getting Age of Ultron.
Yes.
I got Avengers versus X-Men.
Yes.
Both those were.
You're grumpy today.
Written very.
He's tired.
Dude, you are really grumpy.
Yeah. I'm tired.
He's tired, but it's okay. I love you, man.
Okay.
Hug it out.
You're too far.
I know.
So, and he's between a
you can buy me dinner after.
Okay,
I'll be happy.
Maybe.
Man.
So, Renee, I'm sorry we interrupted you. You always get interrupted.
I know.
Is this
it's because we love your voice so much that like we can't hear it for
it
too
is.
Long
your voice
something
is nice.
Will happen.
You do have a nice soothing quality to your voice.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah, yeah.
I feel like when things get heated on Undercity Chaos, like,
Renee's
the voice
like, it's like I'm
he
just
brings it in.
It.
It's like the soothing. It's okay, everybody. We're gonna be all right.
Yeah, tell me that.
We all love comic books.
We all love comic books.
Oh, you need what do you notice is like a what do you think is like the what do you think of the top sellers here at the store?
Top right sellers obviously is Deadpool and Batman.
Okay.
And also Adventure Time now. Adventure Time's like selling.
Dude, it's taken off.
It is.
Oh, my daughter gets it.
Yeah.
I was at a I was
and
at
My Little Pony. My Little Pony.
We talked about that.
Let's not get into that.
We talked about the bronies with Sue.
You're kidding, right?
Don't talk to me about
that. We're sold out of My Little Pony right now.
Yes, we are. Number six.
That, the voice of God just came in. Sue, that she is.
Adventure Time, they're giving away a free t-shirt and the comic for free at WonderCon. And I was in line for it, but then I saw Sue, and I was like, I could get out of line. I don't even care. But apparently, yeah, I've heard Adventure Time.
My daughter loves it.
It's taking off. That show's on acid.
I'm bummed that they're... I just found out while we were doing Undercity Chaos that they are canceling Superman Family Adventures, which my daughter loves. But I guess they're taking over with Little Gotham. So.
Yeah.
But they're bringing in Darkseid for the last...
I know. Little baby Darkseid. I'm like,
for the last
that.
Episode. My dad is going to be bummed. What did it get up? Did it even go 12 issues?
Yeah, that's his 12th issue. For Superman.
Superman Family?
Yeah.
But it has Darkseid.
But it has Darkseid, so there you go. Maybe they'll do like a kid version of V-Bay.
Are we still interrupting Renee?
No, keep going. You can talk.
I think we're still interrupting Renee.
You know what? He'll be fine. I'm just kidding.
He's on here every
You have to pay him respect. Day. I mean,
I love, dude, Renee, I'm sorry. Let's talk. Talk about whatever you want.
No,
you have 5 minutes.
I've been interrupted
go.
So much, I forgot my train of thought.
Whoa.
That's the first time he's ever thrown.
Yeah, why does he lash out on my podcast? On your podcast, he's quiet as a mouse. He's meek. And then on mine, he's like, the paws come out. Thanks, Wolvie. Wolverine. What about Savage Wolverine?
Savage Wolverine is good. There's some people at this table right now that don't agree.
You and I,
yeah.
You and I agree.
There are some.
Eye to eye. Okay.
Very short few.
Wolverine plus Velociraptors. What is not to like about that?
Velociraptors. The Velociraptor part. Of
Wait.
Sure
Wolverine. Velociraptor. Wait. This sounds like Axe Cop to me.
Young man. there's a young man here. Where's your dad? We want to make sure it's okay that you're on this podcast. Okay, just nod the head. Would you read a comic where Wolverine fought dinosaurs? Yeah, you can just nod your head yes or no.
It looks like
it depends on the dinosaurs.
That is too complex.
It's like sending Wolverine into Jurassic Park. Totally. It's like, eliminate.
Come on, you'll make...
I know.
No,
besides,
I like the idea.
Besides, how does the Tyrannosaurus Rex get onto the platform?
Yeah.
No, you have to listen to it.
There's a plug-in right there.
My first
I told you that before.
Wait, have you uploaded
Jurassic Park?
What? Yeah. Why are you guys all yelling at me?
I know.
He likes dinosaurs too. That's true.
Let's make it a Landers comic.
Yeah, because
remember
I told you about that plot in Jurassic Park?
My first comic book was about
when they're at the part when they're at the T-Rex and then he just walks across, but once he's trying to flip the carver, there's a giant 100-foot ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I found another list of that. I showed it in the podcast, and they're like,
"I still, I don't care. I still think Wolvie. You know what, Renee? We'll just laugh at these suckers."
No, I actually like that idea.
You know what I really would want to read if they did have one? I'd want Wolverine and a Sabretooth to team up or something. That'd be sick.
Sabretooth made an awesome appearance in All New X-Men when they. Caught up?
Yeah.
Issue 9?
I think it's issue 8 or 9 where they're breaking everybody out of prison and he just goes crazy.
Oh, man. He's like,
you just see it in the background.
Murdering everyone.
It's like, whoa. It's horrific. So, Renee, so you said top sellers, Deadpool, Batman, what else?
Deadpool, Batman, Adventure Time.
My Little Pony.
What sits on the shelf? What doesn't move at all?
It's hard to tell. Eventually it will move, but what I see...
what are your slow movers?
The zombies versus cheerleaders. They had it up there for at least 2 years.
Zombies versus cheerleaders.
No joke. Yeah. That comic was in there.
Usually,
the day I came
and
in
like
here.
Archie comics, they usually sit
What's
there.
What's that one?
They had Archie and Kiss on there. I was going to buy that one.
Archie and Punisher was a good one.
How is Archie still going after 100 years?
Eventually, it moves. I found
that.
Married,
right?
Sue, how many people come in and buy Archie?
One.
It's one. Sue, I can't get G.I. Joe, but you have Archie out here. Why not? Look, she's coming over here.
She's about to snap her fingers.
I'm not afraid because it's all on record.
But we have
everyone else can hear you get your ass kicked.
That's true. I've been beaten up by a girl. There's no shame.
Your wife?
My mom.
With the zapato.
She'll still hit me. She doesn't care.
My mom, too.
What about, so really, G.I. Joe doesn't move? What is your slow, I was asking Renee, what is your slowest mover here? And what is your top?
All Marvel is the slowest mover here.
Mm-mm.
Godzilla.
No, Godzilla moves. It really? Does. It moves.
What about Transformers?
I saw the
Transformers I only get for a certain person.
What about Judge Dredd?
Dredd actually moves, but online.
Archie, Archie's the only
Archie's kind of in. Simpsons moves faster than Archie.
Really?
Really?
Well, it's Simpsons.
Some of the covers.
I don't understand how Archie's been around for. I don't get it. I don't know. Okay.
I used to read the Double Digest and stuff like that, and that was fun when I was a kid. But I haven't picked one up in a while. You know, when Archie meets Glee, I'm kind of like, no.
What about Spawn?
Spawn, that's one that doesn't sell.
Because it started to get stupid after they got the
now it's
guy.
Like you know, McFarlane's just like putting you know, copying covers.
His name on everything. Mm-hmm. They're just cranking
it's it not even the original dude. They have another guy.
Yeah, Sue, different. These are dark times for the comic book things.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding.
You know what it is? Like, a lot of the main stuff that moves is, like, Nightwing and
Batman.
Batman. Aquaman moves really good. You know, stuff like that. That goes. And then, like, for Marvel, you know, you have, like, Deadpool. Anything Deadpool sells.
Yeah.
Anything Deadpool sells. All new X-Men did really well. It's slowing down, but of course, you know, like, everything it slows down. Age of Ultron. Moves. Savage Wolverine.
Yes!
Yeah.
Mm.
She's just tickling your fancy. Calm
you know what?
Down.
I am going to take... I'm going to buy an issue right now, and we're going to read it on the podcast. Renee and I
read along.
Renee and I are going to take turns.
Story time with
you guys could do different dialect. Like,
yeah.
Like, Renee could be the girl, and you could be the guy.
Yeah, I'll be the girl.
Or he'll be the mean monster mad like voice.
You do all the dinosaur voices.
Roar!
Come here, bub. And then, Sue leaves.
Story time with
all me. Right. Now, last but not least.
Have to sound like Morgan Freeman.
Now, I want you to interrupt him like crazy. Been waiting
this.
Patiently.
I can do this.
On the sidelines, our other co-host from Under City Chaos, the punk rocker, right?
Damn right.
Oh, because I don't listen to punk rock at all.
He's number four. Oh, I know you do, but why do you get mad? You're so angry.
He's reading a comic, but he's
still only key on some names.
The fourth Musketeer. The fourth, we call ourselves the Mex Men.
I get it.
Billy the Kid.
Yay. What's up?
Billy the Kid. Billy, you are also an encyclopedia of comic book knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Who's better? Him or Renee?
Dude, we should do a podcast like
that. I would.
I'm going to go Renee only because Renee has a broader scope, but they both know just as much about the DC stuff. Billy's not as well. He knows Marvel, but he doesn't know it like.
No.
But in Billy's defense, Renee works here. And so
it's you know what? Title the last Marvel comic I got was really good. It was a miniseries about the Red Skull when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I would be down to read that. What was it called?
It was Red Skull Incarnate.
Yeah.
Red Skull, yeah.
That was it.
It's pretty good. Like, he's in an orphanage.
It's called Redhead, not Red Skull.
Redhead.
Is that the true definition of a redhead stepchild?
Yeah.
But,
little
like,
red
it's skull. Cool. It's about his childhood.
Little
he joins it. He joins the SA. Eventually, he comes up with a plot. Him and his friend come up with a plot to kill Hitler. And at the very last moment, he pulls a gun on his friend. Kills his friend instead.
Oh no!
Impresses Hitler. Hitler's like, you're just
a
great guy.
A Nazi.
you're such a great guy.
Hey, you see him at the end, like Hitler just doing paperwork. And he's like his right hand man.
I like the idea that Hitler's just sitting there doing paperwork and not foaming at the mouth and committing genocide. So Billy, how did you get into comics, my man?
Well, I'm glad you guys were talking about that killing dinosaur things earlier because the first comic book I got was Turok. Yeah.
Based on the N64 game. We all loved it.
Everybody loved it.
Oh, Matt's leaving again.
Matt, I love you, man.
But I love Turok.
I'm playing the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 version.
That was
bad.
Yeah.
The only game I ever played on Nintendo 64 was GoldenEye.
Oh, that's a great game.
Great game.
Star Fox 64.
And that's Star
Wars.
And
then you can always go to the alternate planet. Love that.
And that Star Wars like racing game, whatever you call it.
Oh, they had Rogue Squadron.
Yeah,
what about Rogue Squadron?
I like the second Rogue Squadron wasn't good. The one that was good was Shadows of the Empire.
Mm. Actually, Rogue Squadron 2 was great on GameCube.
On the Cube.
GameCube.
You know what? I laughed at the GameCube until they remade Resident Evil, and I was like, oh my god, I have to have this.
The only game I ever played on GameCube was Super Smash Bros.
Super
Smash
Bros.
Oh, by the
way,
they just made an announcement today. Xbox, the new Xbox system, will be unveiled on May the 26th. I don't know if you guys read
that.
That's
coming up.
May the 26th.
720?
I don't have an Xbox 720.
Xbox 720. You don't have an Xbox?
I don't have an Xbox.
What do you game on?
PS3.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be that system the Nightwing got for.
So you game alone.
Yeah. Hey.
The Xbox 480.
Game alone. Then play with a bunch of 10-year-olds that pretend that they're awesome.
That's right.
Call
for the Green Arrow console.
Hey, I gotta keep my reflexes up. The whole kids. They'll have Twitch reflexes.
I couldn't stand Call of Duty ever since the Javelin glitch. I couldn't stand it. I never played it.
Oh, man.
I didn't play it ever
since. I like how everybody knows exactly what we're talking about.
Javelin glitch is another great name for my for my fantasy football team.
And I've only played.
I love Call of Duty.
Or the care package one, or like.
Oh, you know, I'm not big on new gaming. Like, honestly, like I was. Me and my friends were just playing Tecmo Bowl. Like,
you just avoid first person shooters. Just play. Story I love.
I love. Plays Genesis games
right now.
I love Tecmo Bowl. Oh man,
I'm playing Bioshock Infinite, and it is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I like the first one.
Really, really good.
I heard the second one's amazing.
Wait, I'm addicted to Lego City Undercover. Ask
Dude,
Sue.
I love all the Lego. The Lego.
All
games,
the Lego games are great. It's basically.
The 3DS version.
Yes.
Is awesome.
Is, so it's a prequel, right?
It's a prequel.
So it tells you how. Oh, perfect.
The last Lego game was Star Wars Legos Trilogy.
That's a good one, too. Dude, does it have the cool music? The waka-chika, waka-chika,
waka-chika. Judge Judy.
There you go. So, Billy, what are you reading currently?
What am I reading currently?
You're a big DC guy? We got a pile there. What's in the pile, man?
Right now, I'm reading All-Star Western, but that's because Booster Gold's in it, and he's one of those guys that I've always loved.
Booster Gold, look at him.
Yeah, have you heard of this? You've heard of this guy?
Tell me about him. Tell me about Booster Gold.
All right. Came out in the 80s after the Crisis on Infinite Earths. Here's what he does. He's a football jock in the 25th century, and he starts betting on his own games. And he starts obviously throwing them so he can make as much money as he can. Gets caught, gets booted out. Only job he can get is a janitor at like, the superhero museum mm-hmm. of the 25th century. At that point, he comes up with a brilliant idea. Like he has a there's like a tour guide, Skeets. Because he has the historical records of all the disasters, the major fights from the past. And he's like, you know what? So I could just go back. And he finds, like, a time machine. He's like, I'm going to steal all this equipment. If I go back in the past, I'll be a total badass.
So he does a Biff.
He does a Biff.
Yeah, but instead of gambling, he actually does
it. He saves people.
He like, no, he does photo ops. He gets contracts. I mean, like, eventually his superhero outfit looks like, you know, like a NASCAR driver's outfit, man. Like he's like, endorsed.
Oh, like in, what was that? Was it Mystery Men where the guys?
Yeah.
He's got all the endorsements.
You ever watch Smallville Season 10? He comes out.
Oh, isn't that on Mystery Men?
Yeah, he's got like the endorsements.
The Pepsi
Yeah.
He comes out in Smallville, like in some of the last episodes, and he comes out the same way. He has all the endorsements.
I never watched Smallville.
He's come out in Justice League Unlimited, Batman, The Brave and the Bold. But he's kind of the guy who's like, he's more into like the fame, the
Love
money.
It.
Yeah, Coulson's dying right now.
Yeah.
I'm are you reading it?
Damn it.
Oh, it's an Age of Ultron. They do go to the, yeah. You go to the Savage Land.
Unfortunately for the New 52, he did not get his own comic. The comic he got was Justice League International, and it only ran up to issue 12.
You know who we did get? We got Vibe.
We got V-Bay.
I still need to dress up as him, man.
You better do it.
I will.
Because you look like him.
I was sad. Justice League International is one of my favorite comics.
Look, it's a compliment, man. He's a good-looking kid. Boom, I said it.
That's one of the, I guess one of the comics I recommend people. Justice League International. It's kind of like the Justice League, but with B characters. It's funny. Everyone's always yelling at everybody. How I got into Guy Gardner.
Any other recommendations?
Besides that, get into Green Arrow. Green Arrow is my guy.
No one's going to suggest that you're going to make me say it, and I don't even like Marvel.
Civil War.
That's why we're making you say it.
Marvel Civil War.
Get
amazing.
It?
Amazing.
Does not end well for some of our favorite characters, but
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But it leads right into
the
events of, I didn't mention any names, but it does lead right into the events of A versus X, Avengers X-Men. It's a straight, it actually goes back to like House of M, then Civil War, then, I learned all this from Sue, by the way, whose sole purpose in life is to sell me trades. That's her soul.
Just to take your money.
If you want to read Civil War, the novel that they made, it's basically the comic book, but without all the cool pictures and stuff. It's really good. I suggest getting it. All
right. Billy.
You know what else I recommend? Amazing Man. It's an old, obscure one from the 80s, but it's really funny.
See, I like that you're pulling old school recommend. Make people hunt.
No, this is a really good one. It's about this like little midget superhero in New York. He was, okay, I don't.
Awesome.
Renee's face.
Okay, awesome. If you're old like me, you'll remember the. What is it?
Matt just sighs deeply. I don't know if it's because of Amazing Man or because they're in the Savage Land.
I think it's a little bit of both.
It's a what is it? You know the publisher's clearing sweepstakes?
Yeah.
Okay, he wins that. And he decides, and he's like, I'm going to be a superhero now in New York. And he's just a short little midget dude who followed like a dog home. Like,
I love it.
and they live in New York, and they just, like, misadventures. It was, like, a... At the time, it was DC's attempt to have humor comics, but it's really funny.
What's it called?
Amazing Man.
Amazing Man. All right.
It's actually just Amazing.
Amazing Man.
I don't know why this came up in my head, but when you said Amazing Man, I, for some reason, imagined Megas XLR.
I know. And, everybody, and he, that's one thing. He corrects everyone every time. Like, he's like, you're Amazing Man. He's like, I'm not Amazing Man. Starts with an M. Amazing Man. He actually, if you ever watched Batman, The Brave and the Bold,
yes.
He had an episode.
Nice.
Well, they brought him back.
Awesome. Yes. All right, you guys. Are there any last minute recommendations? Anything you want to add?
Axe Cop.
Subtract. Axe Cop is awesome. 3 issues. It started out as a web series.
Isn't it written by like a 7-year-old?
It's written by a 7-year-old.
It started out when he was like 4. He would tell these stories to his brother, and his brother was an artist.
Yeah.
So they just drew the...
Did he have a cartoon now? Or like they at least had a pilot?
Have a movie, I think.
What?
I think it's on Fox ADHD, isn't it?
I love it.
Oh my gosh, I need it.
I would say I don't know if I suggested it before, but Gotham Central.
Gotham Central, that's how you got into it, right?
Yeah.
Gotham Central.
Gotham Central still is one of my favorite stories.
What are some trades, Renee, that people should be getting into? Because a lot of trades coming out.
Yeah. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Fables.
Up to
Uncanny Avengers.
Fables. Oh, Uncanny Avengers just dropped. So if you missed that, now's a good time to pick it up. It is awesome. Directly ties
X-Men
into
Days of Futures Past, where the movie is going to be out pretty soon.
So where's that? Is that out?
It's right next to you. Days of Futures Past.
They have it here.
What number is that?
That's
how
the,
much is it?
That's the whole story.
Yeah. How much is it?
Yeah.
$20.
Maya, let me check that thing out.
I would suggest try to get the Nightfall series, but the original one. The this one that's like the big, thick book, because they're discontinuing them now.
Really?
Oh, really?
So you have to get like the full, like, thick volume.
Oh, okay.
Three, because if not, the new Nightfall series now will just have Batman like messing up and then basically running into Bane. It doesn't have the full Night series, which is probably... How many copies all together is like
has
the
all
Night
the,
series?
It
has all the issues. Side ones. How many issues of Night?
I have no idea.
The Night trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whew. It's like it's a lot because it goes into what's the,
I would say like
Azrael and all that.
I would say like
the smallest one is.
Yeah, so
one.
This is the new one. That's how they're going to be. They're going to be tinier. So
oh, I have the full
yeah,
books.
So
yeah,
so
I got them for
sure. If you don't have those, you got to try and hunt those.
You know what? It doesn't even finish Nightfall. Yeah.
By the way, if you ever run here and hear something trippy, the BBC did a radio program of Nightfall. They did like an actual radio show about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty interesting. They did like a radio drama of Nightfall. So seek that out. I think you can find it on Amazon.
Okay. This is one of my favorites.
Gotham by Gaslight. That's the one we talked about.
And what's that about?
It's Batman versus Jack the Ripper. Batman versus Sherlock Holmes.
Actually, I just bought one and it was pretty good.
Batman versus Terminator.
I bought Batman and Spawn.
How was
Frank
it?
Miller and
That was awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was only like
did
$2 too.
Yeah,
it was good.
The only thing that bugged me was he was a bit egotistical.
I have them.
Batman.
Yeah,
love it.
Man.
Cool. See,
nice little story.
Jacob's here. Toasty's here at the end to come in and we already talked to you last week. Toasty, you have any recommendations this week?
Deadpool.
Always, right?
I only read half of it so far, and I was cracking up.
That's a good one.
It's a funny Tyler Perry reference.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, Tyler
Perry. All right, everybody. We're going to sign off again. Thank you. Don't forget, May 4th, free comic book day. Come in, Undercity Comics, Whittier, California. Renee, tell them where they can get all the info, what they're going to be able to. What can we do on free comic book day? Tell us what it is.
It's basically free comic book day. You come in, we'll have a bunch of comic books laid out on the tables. But we're only limited to like a comic each for each person, because you know last year people just grab a bunch of stuff. So we're trying to limit it to make it last all day. So you just come in, you know, you just grab one of each or whatever ones you want to read. You just come in and you just come in, walk in, walk out. That's it. It's just
Saturday, May the 4th. Be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lot of people that end up? You know, coming back into the store after they come in
usually,
for free comics. Yeah,
they usually just take a look around in the store. Too. You know, just random people come in, but then usually people that are, like, getting into comic books.
Jacob's probably going to come in.
You know, so they just come in.
Awesome.
No, look around.
All right, so please go out and support your local comic book shop. I'm back into it after a while. It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of great titles out there. So we will be back next week with another episode, guys. You know where to reach us. facebook.com/soupcomplex, or you can follow us on Twitter at soupcomplex. So for everybody, Billy, right, Jacob, Renee, Jared, Nene, Jared, Hayden, the Dodger fan, Think Blue, baby, the Bacon Hipster, Matt the Rat, Susan at the helm over there on her little perch, flowing kisses like some kind of deranged princess.
Queen of Hearts.
Screaming Aquaman.
We say once again, what Thank do we say? How do I finish every show? Oh, that's right. This transmission ends now.